Okay, welcome to the Jazz Cast. This is Shannon Gunn, and welcome to a podcast dedicated to curated listening sessions with jazz musicians. I am a jazz trombone player from Washington, D.C., and today I have Marty Now with me to be interviewed about his music. So without further ado, Marty Now is a alto saxophone player from Washington, D.C. He played with the Commodores for several years, and I'll let him tell a little bit about himself to you. Marty, how's it going?
I'm doing well. Good to be here, Shannon.
Okay. And can you please tell me a little bit about yourself?
Okay. I'm from Pennsylvania, Souderton, Pennsylvania, to be exact, which is 30 miles north of Philadelphia. I started playing the saxophone, or the clarinet, actually, in sixth grade.
Mm-hmm.
My dad was a professional musician in his youth and adulthood. He was also in the Navy band, was stationed in Pensacola, so he had some horns lying around. I do have four brothers, and all my brothers tried their hand at the clarinet. I was the only one that stuck with it.
Uh-huh.
I added the saxophone in ninth grade in order to play in the jazz band, but really didn't concentrate on saxophone until I was out of school and joined the Navy.
Mm-hmm.
I started to concentrate on this alto saxophone a little bit more, and I was stationed in Orlando, Florida, in the band down there. And then I really started to get into the saxophone down there. Always kept my clarinet chops up, but I auditioned on the Navy band here in D.C. at age 21 and mm-hmm. made it and came up to play in the ceremonial part of the Navy band.
Mm-hmm.
And quickly started to work on the outside, played in Latin bands and big bands and things like that,
mm-hmm.
and also made it a habit to hear the Commodores rehearse every chance I got. And it was a matter of good timing that I was able to get into the Commodores at age 24.
Oh, wow.
So that was cool. And so that were the last 13 years of my 20 career in the Navy, I was in the Commodores,
mm-hmm.
which is a great job, just playing jazz, big band jazz.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, I also play flute. You had to be able to play flute. And then I retired from the U.S. Navy Commodores in 97. And since that time, have been freelancing and teaching in the Washington, D.C. area.
Great. And where do you teach at again?
Well, presently I teach at the Washington Conservatory.
Okay.
And until recently, I was teaching at the D.C. Youth Orchestra and also teach at the Sheridan School, which is just a private school, young kids.
Uh-huh.
I have taught at VCU for several years.
Mm-hmm.
Stopped that several years ago.
Okay.
And then I teach privately at my house.
Oh, great. Wonderful. Tell me, who are your influences?
Well, obviously, my major influence on the alto sax has been Phil Woods. He's mm-hmm. the guy. I remember seeing him when I was in 10th grade in high school. I didn't know much about it then, but people talked about him being the number one guy in the world at the time. And so a few years later, when I really started getting into the saxophone, I checked him out, bought all his records, and really was taken by his sound, technique, lyricism, swing, everything.
Mm.
But then he led me to Sonny Stitt and Cannonball Adderley and mm-hmm. then Charlie Parker. Charlie Parker's recordings were always, the fidelity-wise, were never really good, so it took me a while to really get by that and figure out the genius he really was.
Mm.
On clarinet, Eddie Daniels is my, Benny Goodman first, and then Eddie Daniels presently is a huge influence of me on the clarinet.
Awesome. Okay, well, do you have any songs that you'd like us to listen to today?
Well, on the string record that I put out called Strings Attached, with my friend Scott Silbert, who did the arrangements, dealing with the time constraints, I would say All the Things You Are is a good one to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice arrangement. And then Lover is kind of a fast one.
Thank you.
Well, that was great. I really enjoyed listening to that. I especially enjoyed Scott Silbert's use of the French horns and his arranging of these two songs. And do you want to tell me a little bit about how you guys went about putting this album together? And why did you ask Scott Silbert? And who is Scott Silbert? Tell me a little bit about
him. Well, Scott Silbert's a great tenor player who plays in the Zoot Sims tradition. He loves Zoot Sims, and he's also a great writer and arranger. Mm-hmm. And he's the head arranger at the U.S. Navy Band. He used to play in the Commodores. Mm-hmm. And when he first got here, it didn't take long for us to become friends. We're very similar in what we like in music. Mm-hmm. And I always wanted to do a string record. I think any jazz musician would love to be able to just play a melody with strings and then improvise over it like Charlie Parker did. Mm-hmm. So I said, hey, Scott, I saved my money. And I said, here's what I'd like to do and see what you come up with. And, you know, I don't have a huge budget, but we managed to get a string quartet. Mm-hmm. And one French horn, and then we did some overdubbing to make the string sound bigger, and you know, four passes, make it sound like a four French horns. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know what it would sound like, but it turned out to be a really nice touch.
Yeah, that French horn, I love that, especially
that's
when
Jeff Colo, and he's still in the Navy Band.
Yeah, Jeff Colo, great. And then, what made you choose these particular songs?
Well, you know. All the Things You Are is my favorite song. It's such a, I've internalized it so much that it's so easy to improvise over. And I just wanted to do some standards that that were really attractive, but that maybe weren't played so much. Mm-hmm. Dreamsville, you know, Waltz for Debbie. I thought that would sound good with some strings. Mm-hmm. I guess Hanging My Tears Out to Dry, which is a great Frank Sinatra selection that he used to sing all the time. So that's how I chose the tunes.
Mm, great. I really liked, which one was I going to say? Your usage of horns and strings on Isfahan. And
oh, yes.
How that kind of played out. That was really nice.
I remember hearing Charlie Young play that. I think I heard Charlie Young play that as a bossa nova. I mean, he plays with the Ellington Band, and he's played that hundreds of times, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I could swear that I heard him play it once as a bossa nova, which influenced me to do it as a bossa nova on this record.
Great.
When Scott came up with that arrangement.
Yeah, that's nice. Okay, well, do you have any other songs that you'd like us to hear today?
Well, you know, on the clarinet record, which the clarinet is my new joy, I've really come back to it. The first one on there, Scott Silbert arrangement for a clarinet quartet with rhythm section, is Slip Disc, a selection that Benny Goodman played quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last one, You Came Into My Life, it's an original composition, and I'm just very proud of it. I just think it's pretty. And Wade Beach plays a beautiful introduction on it, and so I just think it's just really nice way to end a record.
Great. And so who was playing clarinet with you? So were you by yourself?
Well, it was only me and Scott Silbert. I played pretty much all of the B flat, and Scott played the bass clarinet.
Oh, so you overdubbed everything.
Yeah, we did some overdubs. Yeah.
That's pretty tight for overdubbing. That's a pretty tight recording.
I think that's the reason why it's tight, because it was me playing it.
Yeah, but that's hard to do. Very hard to make it match up that well. Great. And then who else did you have on this recording?
Well, rhythm section was Dominic Smith on drums, and Brooks Tegeler played a few cuts. Mm-hmm. Tommy Cecil on bass, and then the great Steve Novosel played a couple of selections, and Chuck Red played vibes, and Robert Red on piano.
That's great. What a great lineup. And when was this CD? When did this CD come out?
I think that's probably a little over a year, maybe a year and a half now. I managed to get that reviewed in Downbeat. I think I got 3.5 stars in Downbeat.
Oh, great. And where did you guys record this?
At Bias Studio with mm-hmm. the great Bob Dawson, engineer. Both of those CDs are recorded at Bias Studio.
I was actually going to compliment the engineer. I really like the sound of the drums on... I was just noticing the sound of the drums on Strings Attached and the sort of like the shimmer of those cymbals. I like a high-pitched mm-hmm. cymbal, and I like that those upper frequencies, so that was nice.
Yeah, Bob is a very funny guy, very gregarious guy, and he's the best engineer you'll find around here, maybe anywhere.
And what's his name again?
Bob Dawson, Dawson, Bias Studio.
Yeah, and for those of you who aren't necessarily listening from D.C., that's one of the top studios in this area. And for the people that were on this latest one, the Mood Ebony clarinet record, are these people Navy musicians, or did you pull from?
No, they're just musicians. Most of them are musicians that I've known on the outside ever since I got to the D.C. area. I immediately. Played what we call on the outside, not just in the Navy. I also hung out and went to a lot of jam sessions and played in Latin bands and all different kinds of bands. And I met Robert Red almost immediately when I got here.
Mm-hmm.
So Robert Red, Tommy Cecil are just the top players, civilian players in town.
Yeah.
You know, and well, Chuck goes all over the world and plays. And Steve Novosel, you know, I mean, he's legendary. I mean, he doesn't like to be called legendary. He just wants gigs. But yeah. he's really the patriarch of bass players in town right now.
And so did Scott Silver do all the arranging?
Scott Silver did, but not on the clarinet record. Phil Woods, my mentor and my idol, so to speak, uh-huh. musical idol, did 3 or 4 songs on there.
Uh-huh.
And then I wrote, I believe, 3 songs on there. Scott just did the, and I didn't even really know that he was going to do it. I just needed his help on this CD to play, and then he came in with this chart, and I was so excited. I said, let's start the CD with that. Thank you.
Wonderful. All right. Well, who are you checking out these days? Who are you listening to?
Well, you know, I still listen to a lot of the same people that I always listen to, like Phil Woods. Mm-hmm. Eddie Daniels is a huge guy. I listen to my favorites. You know, I always listen to Cannonball Adderley. But to your question, someone a new young player that I'm really excited about, and I believe he's from France, mm-hmm. Paris, perhaps. And his name is Baptiste, Baptiste, I think. Mm-hmm. Baptiste Herbin, Herbin. Mm-hmm. And he really gets to me. He's an incredible technique, but I think he plays beautifully.
On alto or?
Alto sax. And he's only like 27, 28 years old, and he's killing. So I go on YouTube and scroll around, and I almost every day I look for new people.
Uh-huh.
So it's a great thing.
Awesome. Great. Okay. Well, do you have any projects that you're working on or anything that you have any?
You know, I don't really. I mean, I have projects in my head. I would love to. But I've done 5 CDs, and I've paid for them all myself.
Uh-huh.
And so, and then you never really make your money back from them.
Yeah.
I think the string CD is probably the only one that I really broke even on. Perhaps maybe made a dollar or two. On all the other ones, you know, you have them, and you do them because you want to express yourself and you like to hear yourself on radio or whatever. But I don't know that I would like to do another clarinet CD. I have I'll tell you what. There is a project that. I'm going to be doing that's it's not my project, it's kind of my project. It's the Maid with the Flaxen Hair. I think that's the WC or mm-hmm. Is that how you say his name?
WC, yeah.
WC. He wrote Maid with the Flaxen Hair. It's a beautiful melody. I heard Richard Stoltzman play it.
Uh-huh.
And I said, I want my own version of it. So I had Doug Richards from great writer and composer and arranger down in VCU, and he wrote me a string quartet version of it with clarinet. That's where we're actually going to record that pretty soon. They got a grant to do that, so that's probably my next project, that recording project.
Awesome.
I don't know that I want to spend any more of my own money on something, but you know, I probably will if I have some extra lying around.
And are you still in residence at Twins? Are you continuing with
Oh,
that?
Yeah. 2.5 years now, Tuesday nights at Twins.
Oh, great. So, okay, so if you're not from D.C. and you're listening to this, he plays every Tuesday night as artist in residence at Twins Jazz Club. And what time does that meet?
8 o'clock. Play a set from 8 to 9:30. And if there's anybody left in the club, we'll finish it out to 11.
Yeah, great. All right, well, that's a great, you know, great way to workshop new things and pull things together as well.
And keep your tools sharpened. Jazz musicians have to play.
Yeah,
you know,
definitely.
To keep your tools sharpened.
Okay, well, I have one last question. This is, if you don't have an answer for this or if it takes a minute, that's fine. Take your time. But I'm adding this question to my podcast recently. And that is, do you have any books that you've read lately or anything that you recommend?
Well, the one book I always read is the Bible.
Uh-huh.
But other than that, you know, that is one area of weakness in my life is I don't read as much as I should.
Oh, okay.
I'll just tell you some of the things that maybe my favorite stuff that I ever have read is Sherlock Holmes.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe one of the last really good books that I read recently was this latest book on Sinatra, the latest one that's out there. There's several, okay. There's many of them, but I think it's James Kaplan.
Uh-huh.
I think he wrote this book, and it's a great, great book on Frank. I'm a huge Frank Sinatra.
Oh, great.
I mean, if I could sing like that, I wouldn't play, you know, but alas, no one can sing like that.
Well, that's great. All right. Well, I don't have any other questions. So thank you so much for meeting with me and for letting us listen to this beautiful music. And do you have any other parting words or anything?
No,
else?
Just thanks for this. It was fun, and you keep up the good work in doing things like this.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and have a nice day.
All right.
Bye.